broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for May 11th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our 2 of 2 and the goal always to promote God, family, and country and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our guide, and we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. He's on the road, ladies and gentlemen. He's been on the road for a long time. Yeah. Since what? March 19th? Amazing.
April 19th.
I'm sorry. April the 19th, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to think about that and go, it's already May. What the heck's going on? Anyway, April 19th, ladies and gentlemen, he knows because he's feeling every single inch of it. Who is he? His name is Tom Jones. He's a well-known extreme athlete in the ultra-endurance world, but best of all, he runs for charities. He runs for a purpose. This time, it's the sacred cause of liberty. Why is Tom Jones running 76 marathons in 76 days? Let's hear it in your own words, Tom.
Well, it's to reignite patriotism in the United States of America. We're kind of focused on the youth, and we're trying to reignite patriotism in the youth so that we can carry this great country forward.
UnitedWePledge.org, ladies and gentlemen, is where you can keep an eye on Tom's run. He literally took off April 19th in Montevallo, Alabama. We covered it live then. He's been on the road since. How many marathons down? How many to go, Tom?
We're in the 23 right now. Today's day number 23. So 22 and a half down and a half to go for today. But yeah, we're coming to you from the House of Pain. We've taped up every part of our body and we're still cooking.
All right. So it's basically 22 down, 56 to go, right?
22 and a half, but yeah.
Wow. All right. So tell me how it's gone then. I know when you take off, it's a lot of fanfare and fun and the shot heard around the world, you know, kicked off your campaign and everything else. But now that you're kind of in the middle of it, 22 down, you know, it's a significant portion. It's not one or two or three or five. It's well into the trip there. How you feeling, sir?
Well, you know, it's all fun until it's not. It's grueling. It's a house of pain. And we have to just overcome stuff all the time. And I believe it's a lot like what our founding fathers went through. You know, they sacrificed everything to give us this great country and the liberties that we enjoy and so many of us take for granted. So I'm feeling their pain, and that's fine.
Hashtag QuitProof1 is where you can follow what's going on Twitter and Facebook and everything else, right?
Yeah, it's Instagram, but yeah, that'll get you to me. But yeah, I mean, the founding fathers did the same thing. They sacrificed everything. So, you know, Sam, it comes down to what are you willing to give to get, you know, and our founding fathers gave everything so that we can enjoy this great country. And I am determined to keep that legacy going strong in any way that I can.
I want to know, what is the hardest part for you? Is it mental?
Of course, it's a mental game. Every morning that I wake up, I'm like, oh no, it's 5:30 in the morning. And it's just getting over these mental hurdles. We were in Texas, in front of Texas A&M the other day. It was just pouring down rain and the sheriffs came out to me and they're like, you shouldn't be here. And I'm like, well, I gotta be here. And they're like, there's a lightning storm going on. Like, you know, so it's just a matter of not being willing to give up and quit, because there's every single solitary reason every minute of the day to give up the ghost and go the other way. And again, I just take it right back to the founding fathers. I mean, and the Revolutionary War, what those guys went through and what they sacrificed, those guys and those gals went through and they sacrificed was huge. The same as we're going through. So yeah, it's 90% mental, 10% physical, and 100% grueling.
but it feels all physical, doesn't it?
It does. It does, man. The mind and the body are playing tandem, and their job is to get you to like give it up and quit and chill out and relax. So, but we refuse to do that and just keep pressing on.
I want to know what goes through your mind when the sheriff comes out and says, "Listen, son, you shouldn't be doing this. This is insane." What goes through your mind then?
Well, what goes through my mind is, first, it's like, no, I'm not going to get off the road. And I mean, it is pouring down rain and there's lightning all over the place. And first he walks up to me, he's like, are you okay? Are you crazy? And I'm like, well, kinda, why do you ask? You know? And so, he's like, well, there's lightning going off everywhere. And I was like, okay, yeah, I see that. You know, what's your point? He goes, you need to get off the road, man. Like, you're going to get zapped. And I was like, well, you know, okay, you guys live around here, you're probably right. But, you know, that just meant that I had to make up 3 miles the following day. So it's you know, what goes through my mind is, like, it's just this undaunting will to keep going, really. And it's the OODA loop: observe, orient, decide, act. You know, what's going on right now? How do I have to orient to it? I have to make decisions and then take action on those decisions.
But orient to it, and I really want to focus on this loop a little bit, Tom, because I think it's critical. Orient to it means not only deal with it up front and orient yourself in a very real way, but it's also keep the big picture in focus at the same time, right?
Yeah, it's observe, like, what's going on, orient, like, okay, what do I have to, what changes do I have to make to make this work, you know, make a decision based on that, and then act. And then the other big thing that I do that is a mental game is WIRM. I have a witness or a sentinel in my mind that alerts me that things are going south mentally. You interdict that with a power statement, like, stop, no, don't go down that road. I redirect it into positivity, like, easy day, we got this, feeling good, looking good, ought to be in Hollywood, that kind of stuff, and then maintain that new state of mind. So it's just a matter of, you know, using a few tools and just, you know, like Nemo, just keep swimming.
So how does nature help you, Tom? When you get out there in the morning and right before you start, there might be kind of a moment where you nod your head in prayer, Lord, help me get through this and do my duty and do what I'm called to do and everything. Is there a moment of nature when you hear the birds and when you hear, do you get encouraged by that?
I do and I don't. I mean, I do, yeah, for that moment. And nature is nature's the beast. For example, yesterday afternoon, I'm literally running in 90 plus degree scorching heat, just pounding down on me. And, you know, at that point I'm kind of cursing nature, but you know, it's just part of, what we have to go through to get through it. So, again, I take it right back to the Revolutionary War, man, what those guys went through and those girls went through to give us our freedoms. I believe we're the extreme sacrifice as well. And I think those would be great questions to ask them as well. You know, when
what
you get
you
up and you get
know?
Ready to go face the battle, you know, do you hear the birds sing and so on and so forth? And you take a deep breath and you go in there and you get some, you know?
What do you want us to know? I know we're kind of on the sidelines. It's pretty easy for me, kind of an armchair quarterback, to say, hey, this is really cool there, Tom. But what do you want us to know? What do you want us to feel?
I want you to feel that freedom, family, faith, and being good constitutional law-abiding citizens is important. And it's important enough to go out and make huge sacrifices for to keep in place. This is the best country on the planet Earth, and we need to do everything that we can to keep it that way. And I feel like patriotism over the past 15 years has been in decline, in fact, possibly under attack in our country. And I'm doing everything I can to push back the other way. And keep our country, the great country that we, you know, Sam, have grown up and loved and enjoyed, and generations before us and hopefully generations after us. So what I want you to know is this American village that's in Montebello, Alabama, is an incredible place that allows kids and families to actually become part of the story of the American Revolution and the Constitution. and the one that we are going to do groundbreaking for on July 2nd in Utah to build one on the West Coast is just as important. So get involved, man. Support us. That's what I want you to know.
Tom, are the people coming out to see you?
Yeah. Yeah, people are coming out to see us, stop with us, run with us. We're getting great support as far as the community goes. So, yeah, people are embracing it, and we're embracing them.
All right, I've got to find the best place to come and see you. I'm going to come and literally broadcast as you go by somewhere on the trail. And I'm going to team up with your guys, your videographer, and Ryan and others surrounding you. You got a whole team doing a great job. I want to commend them and thank them for their work, too. They may not, like the quarterback, they may not get their day in the sun to some degree, but we want to recognize them and thank them for their work. I'm going to coordinate with them, and I'm going to find a place to meet you on the trail. I'm going to be there when you arrive, obviously, as well, but I'm going to come somewhere along the trail and just say hi. I can't let you just run this whole thing and not even take the time in my air-conditioned vehicle to come and at least see you. This is the kind of stuff we need the American people to really come out.
Yeah, you're going to come out to the happy trails. And yes, my team is everything. Without my team, I would have been stopped a long time ago. So I've got a huge debt to them. They're incredible. Ryan, Murtha, and my 27-year trainer, Nit. I can't thank them enough. And Sam, I can't thank you enough and your team.
We'll check in a week or two, sir. Keep running. Tom Jones, everybody. Godspeed, sir.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Hashtag quit proof one, ladies and gentlemen on the gram. Check it out, man. Tom is running. And Ryan Murtha's documenting the whole thing. Welcome to the broadcast, Ryan.
Hey, Sam. Thanks. Glad to be here.
When you watch this guy run every single day and go through this mental just, I don't know how to put words around it. What do you think is the up-close document guy?
I mean, it's just the guy is unstoppable, right? We're out here, as he's talked about, the heat, the humidity, the rain, vehicles. Like, it's a struggle. But one thing that Tom is he's quit-proof, like his nickname. He keeps going. Doesn't matter if he's going slow or fast. He's the little engine that could, and he keeps moving until he can't.
You've been with him for a long time, right?
I have been with Tom just under a year. He and I connected last July, and I started doing photography, videography, and kind of helping him revamp his image, because he just hadn't had a lot of modern documentation. You look him up and you see all this great footage, but it's all old, but he's still out there working his butt off.
And it's footage from other people, though, not from it's footage from other people, not from an inside point of view from his team, is kind of the difference too, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's one off of either people coming out for like news or from like broadcast fights, that kind of a thing. It's never been, at least to my understanding, from the inside out, and kind of seeing like the ins and outs of the day, the nitty gritty of waking up at 5:30 if he's lucky, stretching, getting deep heavy massages, chugging shakes, eating food, and then staring outside thinking, what am I doing? Why did I do this to myself? Why? He knows why, but it's when the cameras are off, so to speak. And so I got a GoPro that I turn on. I got little mics that I set up, and I'm trying to capture as much of all of the other side of it, where it's like, man, I don't want to do this, but I got to do this, you know?
Hey, Ryan, are you familiar with Fiddler on the Roof?
Yes, I couldn't speak intelligently, but I do know.
I know, but you know Tevye, Fiddler, the main character or whatever, and he's always mm-hmm. talking to God, and he's like, why yeah. couldn't it be, does Tom have those kind of moments?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I'll go out. One of the things, I mean, he's inspired me. I mean, I do work out, but I've been running with him or in his vicinity to not throw off his jam. But there are so many times, especially when it gets really hot or when certain parts of his body start to yell back at him saying, what are you doing, Tom? But he's like, please, why? Just keep moving. Just go. And I hear him saying it, and he's like, you know, it would have been easier if I decided to just do 20 miles. Or he's like, yeah, that would have been a cakewalk. It's the last 6.2 that's kicking my butt. Or, you know, I should have just biked this. That would have been even easier. But here I am questioning myself, but I'm not going to stop. So he just goes, and he goes every day to make sure that he's doing his thing, to do the best that he can do every day to keep up to what he promised to do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the Instagram, quitproof1 is the hashtag. UnitedWePledge.org/V2V is where you can keep track of his running and what's happening with Tom all the time. One thing is to document this trek, if you will, this incredible 76 marathons and 76-day trek, right? That's yep. one thing. And you've got 22 marathons down, 56 to go, so you got a lot still to document, a lot going on the trek. But is this going to mm-hmm. be turned into eventually a Tom Jones epic athlete documentary? Is that where we're going with this thing?
That is my goal, Sam. I had sat down and did a really deep interview with Tom a few months ago before this even started to get his life story. And along the way, I mean, obviously you get the cool running shots, whether it's picture or video or via drone. But every week I'm trying to make sure to sit down with him on the couch in the RV and say, how's it going? What's your struggle right now? And then, as I said, like, I've got a GoPro mounted in my car with a mic. So when he's cooling down and he's just sitting there sweating and bleeding and talking about toenails falling off or shin or knee or back, any of that, I'm capturing it all because I want the people to be able to see the ups and downs of this. I mean, it's doing what he is doing for 76 consecutive days is a beast, and it's not all rainbows and horseshoes. It's happiness, it's sadness, it's dealing with life in addition to the physical side. and the mental challenges, you know, like you got family back home, all those kind of things like that. That all still happens, even if you're away for 76 days, plus all that extra couple of days for traveling to and from, you know?
Tell me this, is this the hardest thing he's ever done?
You know,
or do you think there's been harder feats?
I that is a good question for him. However, I think based on being on the ground with him, I think this is probably the biggest feat. Because, I mean, here's the thing, right? He's 59 years old, and, yeah, he's athletic as he can be. But when he did 121 back in the day, he was like, yeah, I ran the 121 marathons. And then when I did the New York City one, I ran it in 4 hours and 4 minutes. And now he's not quitting, but he's a lot slower. And he's definitely like, man, my body is hurting. So I think this is probably his biggest challenge. And that's from my outside perspective, but it's definitely, I think it's up there for him.
Yeah, the reason I say that, though, is because it also depends on where you're going. You know, when you run from Alabama to the Rocky Mountains, I don't think you just are on level ground there, Ryan.
No, 100%. And one of the things that we were, like, finding is so when we were in our last place in Shreveport, we had found a good community center that had a nice, like, mile loop that he could just keep going around. But there was a bit of an incline on both ends of the mile. And it's just started beating up on his shins. And he's like, okay, I got to find some places that are pretty flat because this is now destroying me in a different way that I wasn't expecting. So as he had mentioned earlier, like the OODA loop, we've got plans and we observe, orient, decide, and then act. So yesterday when he was running around the RV in the 90 degree heat, I went out and was reconning places to be like, hey, do we got shade here? Oh, hey, this is pretty shady. It's pretty flat. I can be nearby you. Because one of the places we were in Shreveport was right around the Red River. It was a beautiful trail. However, with it being 90 degrees with a ton of humidity, feeling like 100, I could only be by him at three spots. And there was a 2 mile gap between those. So if he went down, there was no way to get to him. So it's one of those things where we're like, okay, how can I be there to either run to give him water or I can almost keep eyes on him at all time, just in case something happens, you know? Or if he's like, hey, I need you to do some roadside massage assistance and start trying to work out any kinks in the muscles before we get home to the ultra-talented Nit who knows how to really work out the muscles.
This is something that's beyond imagination. I know you got to fly. I'm going to have you back on every week or two or three. I don't want to be too obnoxious, but I want to really document this from a radio side too. And I want to get information from both of you. I'm hoping to get, is it Nate that's the muscle guy?
Nit, yeah, Nit. He's Nit. Pretty quiet. He's not, he's kind of camera / microphone shy, I'd say. I pull up my camera and he starts going and trying to hide from me. And I'm saying, hey, what are you doing? You're on the team.
He's got to come on the radio with me and document the nutrition and the kind of the muscle side of this stuff. Because, look, these are things that I believe are very unique in history, like never been done before stuff. You know, you're talking about running through the Rocky Mountains to get to St. George. You know, St. George is what, 2,200 feet in the air? Compared to sea level or something like that?
Something like that, so, yeah. I don't know the specifics, but, yeah, it's going to be
So we're not just talking about just running on flat ground or running on a track, ladies and gentlemen, that's like oval and it's all good and stuff. We're talking about real life, real world. But anyway, Ryan, we'll have you back, my friend. God bless you and Godspeed. We'll keep an eye on all that you're doing, brother, and we'll come out and see you guys.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Ryan Murtha, ladies and gentlemen, supporting Tom Jones. He's running 76 marathons in 76 days. UnitedWePledge.org for more details. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the country as millions of people are bracing for temperatures expected to jump 15 to 25 degrees across states from Colorado to Indiana. The warmer weather beginning today and will continue tomorrow in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin, where it could get into the 90s. Inflation slowed slightly in April for the first time since last August. Figures out this morning show the consumer price index rose 0.3% last month and was up to 8.3% over April 2021. That's slightly better than the March inflation rate, which was up 8.5% over March of last year. The Senate is set to vote later today on an abortion bill that will make abortion legal up until birth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grilling.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium or rare. Your neighbors will love it. Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The House passed a nearly $40 billion package to give more humanitarian aid and military assistance to Ukraine. Before the bill passed, Republican Congresswoman from Texas, Kay Granger, was on the House floor saying the United States must take action as the world watches.
As China, Iran, and North Korea watch our response, we must show the world that America stands firm with its allies and will do what is necessary to protect our interests abroad.
The bill passed by a 368-57 vote and now heads to the Senate, where leaders in both parties have indicated they want to get it quickly to Biden's desk. A search is on in Alaska for a bear that killed an Army soldier. The attack happened yesterday as a small group was taking part in a training exercise at the base near Anchorage Regional Landfill. The area is now closed off as wildlife troopers hunt for the animal. This is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Man, what a riveting hour and a half of radio. I'm just talking about Sam visits the Florida plantation at Fort George Island State Park. Yeah, history that's left out of textbooks, I'll tell you what. Kingsley Plantation in Fort George Island, that's in Florida. Just incredible. The taxes in the American colonies, interesting to say the least. Washington, D.C. Temple Open House. Washington, D.C. Temple Renovations. You can go and see it for yourself. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Temple. Learn what goes on. Sam visits the National Archives. The movie The National Treasure, etc. Then Tom Jones, well-known extreme athlete, running 76 marathons, 76 days. He's already ran 26 of them, or 22 of them. He would say 22 and a half. He wants to make sure we know that he's in the middle of it right now. And he is 56 to go, ladies and gentlemen. Then the guest, Ryan Murtha, filmmaker with Tom Jones, giving his perspective. I think this is the hardest thing Tom's done. You can say, well, Sammy's done way more than this before. I know, but he was younger, folks. You got to understand, when you start to get older, it just gets brutal. 59 years old, this guy's not like 30 or 40. Or even 50. He's older than I am. I'm going to be 55 years old this year. And man, I just, wow. It also reminds me of a buddy of mine, Eddie Miller, who's in Memphis, Tennessee. He runs for St. Jude's. And he runs marathons. And the guy's 76 years old, for granted. Now, he doesn't run 76 marathons in 76 days like Tom. But he runs marathons. And man, it's just, The things people can do are just incredible. And just imagine the things we can do with God's help, ladies and gentlemen. Even more incredible, right? Just amazing. All right, I want to highlight, I've been on the road, as you know, and there's just so much that we've been able to cover on the road. I went all the way up the East Coast. I landed in Jacksonville, Florida, went all the way up the East Coast to Washington, D.C., flew out of Baltimore, Maryland, and flew back to Utah. And, man, America is a huge place. I mean, it's just the country is so vast. When you think of Maine to California, it's Maine to San Diego. And then you think of Seattle, Washington, all the way down to, you know, what is it in Florida? Miami, Florida, or the Keys, whatever you want to say. I mean, the country is huge, folks. Minnesota all the way down to Texas or whatever, you know. The country is so vast, it's hard for me to even fathom. And I've driven the roads and the highways and the byways and flown over this country many, many times. And every time I'm just amazed at the different experiences that I had. For example, I've gone to Mount Vernon, George Washington's, plantation or whatever, a couple of times before. I even broadcasted live one time from the back porch of the thing. And all I'm telling you is I did not get the chance to go and see the tomb of George Washington, but this time I did, and I recorded the audio from it. I won't play it today. I'll make you wait till tomorrow or, you know, Friday, Saturday, next week sometime or whatever. I'll be playing a couple of more sound bites that I've got. I got Colonial Williamsburg. I've got, you know, a bunch of different places that I went, sound bites that I've got. But man, I'll tell you this, the wharf that is at Mount Vernon and the tomb place of George Washington really are some of the places that I treasure the most. I just think, wow. Folks, we've got a rich, godly, American heritage that is just incredible. And ladies and gentlemen, I think they're about to steal it from us. I think Americans, the younger generations, don't know anything. They know more about critical race theory and gender transitions than they know about the National Archives building in Washington, D.C., than they know about the National Treasure. What is the National Treasure? It's the body of the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. It's all that. But the history is even more rich. It goes to biblical truths. It goes to the creation of the printing press, to where all this information can get in our hand. Look, because of the printing press, folks, I'm able to take the Constitution for the United States of America, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Ten Commandments, etc., and I'm able to put them in one little pocket book, so tiny that it can fit in your shirt pocket, and you can refer to this information anytime you like, anywhere. Now, if we want to go digital, we could take it to a smartphone and look at that and go, wow, baby, this is just incredible. And so we are not suffering from lack of information. Boy, howdy, do we have an information overload, don't we, ladies and gentlemen? But we lack for knowledge. See, all information is not equal, right? To watch the TikToks and just mindlessly, endlessly tick-tock, tick-tock your life away is a national tragedy in opposition to a national treasure. The work that Tom's doing, setting an example of sacrifice and perseverance, all for the sacred cause of liberty, now that's something on the gram to behold. But again, I digress. The teachings of the founding fathers via the Declaration of Independence, that document written to tell God, angels and witnesses, along with countless generations of Americans to understand, why did they fight? Why did they persevere and turn the world upside down, as the British would say, and conquer the greatest army in the world in an effort to be free? What was it about religious liberty that compelled them to such drastic self-sacrificing action. Well, the same thing that drives Tom to run every day. The same thing that's put me on the radio for more than 25 years, ladies and gentlemen. Look, I don't get fame or fortune for this. I don't make a lot of money in radio. I barely make enough to even survive and pay for the equipment and the travels that I do. A lot of it covers much of the cost thanks to all of you. Donate Liberty today. LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. Share the love. Donate the best you can. Look, I don't do it for the money. I don't do it for the fame and fortune. I'm not even famous. I'm just a redneck, you know. I do it because of the sacred cause that we're advocating. I do it because I believe in the rich history of the greatest country on the face of the earth. I do it because I understand that I want to leave a better society for my children than I received as a child. Right? I was born in the middle of the Vietnam War. I know I wasn't in the war. I was in the United States, and the war was overseas. I understand that, but I was born in wartime, right? And I don't want my children to be born in wartime, even though many of them have been, but I don't want my grandchildren to be born in wartime. I want to advocate for and teach of, and I really want to somehow paint a Birmingham, paint a picture in your minds of peace. I want to advocate for a clarion call for civility. I want to encourage the understanding and the godly and the American heritage that is so rich, that is at our very fingertips now, that's threatening to be obliterated. They want to yeet the history of America. They want to get rid of it. They want to throw it out. They want to jettison it. They want to abort it. We cannot let them do this, ladies and gentlemen. We must stand up in the culture war to preserve religious freedom. We must stand up in the culture war to stand for pro-life. We must stand for God, family, and country. We must stand for the protection of life, liberty, and property. We must do this. Because if we don't, here's the question, who will? Right? Who will? And I'm not trying to put myself among the greats, but I am trying to figure out how I can do my part. How, when history is written, how I can say Sam Bushman did the little bit he could with the time he had and the resources that were given to him. What did Sam do with the talents God gave him? Did he prosper them or did he bury them? And I hope to be the guy that says, I did my very best with what you gave me, Lord, and I hope my offering is worthy. I hope my sacrifice is real. And I hope my sacrifice is enough. I hope my efforts are. What do you want to say? What word do I want to use? I hope my efforts are beneficial to all mankind, male and female, created God, all of us. And we're all God's children. And I hope that my efforts in history move the needle closer to the sacred cause of liberty and further from tyranny. I hope to inspire others to do their very best, to encourage those around me. If that's accomplished, I'll consider a life well lived. You got more in seconds coming up. I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I got a couple of news stories that I found fascinating that I want to bring to your attention before the end of the hour. And, man, have we got a bunch of incredible broadcasts coming up Saturday with Chris Carlson. We're going to be talking about the 2,000 Mules movie. Have you seen that yet? Came out, man, 2,000 Mules. I hope it's calm, 2,000mules.com. Anyway, you can check out the vote fraud documentary that's absolutely riveting that more and more Americans are seeing every day by Dennis D'Souza. And it's really the best hard proof that we've seen thus far about vote fraud, folks. It is shocking. It is, whoa. The courts won't touch it because they say there's no vote fraud. This is the most honest election in history. But we know when they say that they lie. So we're going to be talking about that movie with Chris Carlson coming up on Saturday's broadcast. Spread the word, share the love, would you? Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Larry Pratt with me second hour talking about all things liberty. First hour, of course, we're going to have Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com, and those guys with me. Always doing a phenomenal job. On Friday, we've got Scott Bradley that's going to be with us. And so that's going on. There's just so much to talk about, so little time. I've got a bunch of guests I need to book as well. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention, folks, right? People are wondering what they're going to do in life. And I hope to encourage people towards focusing on and spending their time on liberty. We've really got to start to wake up the population now. We've really got to start to put the pedal to the metal when it comes to liberty in the culture war. We've really got to start to stand up and say, you're not doing that on my watch. That isn't happening, et cetera, et cetera. So we got a lot to do. All right, here's the stories that I want to focus on before the end of the hour today. There is an article written in KSLNewsRadio.com, one of the biggest news services in the state of Utah. KSLNewsRadio.com gets the credit for this. But they ask a very fundamental question. Why does my cheeseburger cost so much? Sounds simple enough, right? They say because most ingredients are touched by inflation. Think about that. Cheese, vegetables, bread, everything touched by inflation. You think inflation's not a big deal? Well, it is huge, ladies and gentlemen. It is serious, serious indeed, right? This is serious. All right? It's huge. And people are suffering from inflation. And you can see it in cheeseburgers. You can see it in the price of homes. You know, a lot of times in the mainstream government databases of statistics and numbers, they always take out a lot of the critical things. You can literally just use a cheeseburger and say, hey, what inflationary realities are for a cheeseburger? And when I went to Washington, D.C., I went to Five Guys. And in Washington, D.C., a Five Guys cheeseburger, it's their little one. I can't remember what they call it. It's their small bacon cheeseburger. You want to know how much it costs? No, that's Baconators like at Burger King, right? This is Five Guys. And it's their small bacon cheeseburger. Can't remember. Maybe you can look it up really quick, Cam. Five Guys. But they've got a small one and a big one. And the small one And you can get anything on it. One of the big unique things about Five Guys is they'll put anything you want on your burger. All the toppings are free. So just put whatever you want on it. It's really cool. But a small, and when I say small, I want to be very clear. It's pretty big, right? It's not tiny. It's good size, but it's small. A small cheeseburger from Five Guys in the nation's capital. Can you guess how much one costs, Cameron? A small bacon cheeseburger, Five Guys, nation's capital. Any guesses how much? $9.09. That's just the burger, people. You ain't got fries. You don't have a shake or a drink or anything like that. Now, you want a comparison, Cameron? When my dad was a kid, so this was in the 40s, my dad was born in my adopted father, who I consider my dad, was born in 1919, ladies and gentlemen. He's now passed away. But in the early 1940s, during the Second World War, kind of range, in the late 30s, early 40s, do you know how much a root beer, fries, and a hamburger cost? Do you know, Cameron? 25 cents. Cameron guessed $1.10. Yeah, good guess, but no. 25 cents literally got you a hamburger, got you a fries, and got you a root beer. Now, I don't know the size of the hamburger. I'm sure it didn't have as many ingredients on it, and I don't know how big it was compared to the small cheeseburger at Five Guys or whatever. But I'm telling you that it was 25 cents. And when I was a kid, there was specials that ran from time to time at McDonald's. The tiny McDonald's hamburger, not a quarter pound with cheese or anything like that. A small, tiny hamburger. One of those, you could get them for 29 cents when I was a kid. Just the burger, though. No drink or fries or anything else. And it was not all the time. It was just on a special. They dropped the price to 29 cents per hamburger or whatever. You get the McDonald's hamburger with little onions on it and all that kind of stuff, right? Anyway, this just shows you where inflation is, ladies and gentlemen. To go to Five Guys, the big burger is like 10 something or 11. I can't remember exactly, but it's $10 or $11. When my dad was a kid, it was a quarter. Think about that. Why does my cheeseburger cost so much? Answer from KSL News Radio. Because most ingredients are touched by inflation. Well, man, if you increase the price of food everywhere and shelter, wow, clothes are going up too, aren't they? Yeah, the supply chain's in trouble. Well, we also hear this. As nation sets national gas price records, Utahns are now pondering their summer plans going, whoa, can we afford to do what we were hoping to do? Can we, you know, gas price records everywhere. According to AAA, Utahns, people in Utah are paying an average of $4.49 per gallon of regular gasoline. They say that's above the national average of $4.37, but lower than the historic average set a week ago. The rise in prices is out of control, folks. What do you think of all that? Can we get a handle on this inflation, or is it just going to eat us alive, right? The rise in prices in recent months is prompting people like Sam Bushman and others to make new plans for their summer. Look, they cannot afford rent or mortgage with current housing. People cannot afford rent or mortgage with the current housing market, and gas prices making it worse. Yeah. This guy said, look, combined with the housing market, we're forced to live in an RV. It's a newlywed couple. They're highlighting at KSL. There you have it. There you have it. What do you think? Gas price differs all across the country. It's worse in California. What do you think? It's just, wow. And what I don't understand is what we're going to do about it, right? What are we going to do about it, folks? What are the next generation going to do for a house? What are they going to do for food? See, you got to have shelter, food, clothing, and fuel for basic necessities. We're not talking about anything else. Everything is going up to the point where people just cannot afford it. I don't believe the next generation will have the near the kind of nice life we had in my generation. But even my generation suffered and is struggling to make it compared to the previous generations. Everybody in the previous generations, my aunts and uncles and parents, they had quite, I don't know what word to use. They had a reasonable amount of wealth. I do fine. We make good money. But you know what? It doesn't go far enough, and I don't have near the wealth they had. Well, some would say, Sam, you're not the saving generation like they were. No, duh. Well, that's true. But it's also true, though, that it's difficult to save. Every time you turn around, you find out the savers are going to be punished. Right? I've got a 401k that I can't touch till I'm 59 and a half. I'm going to be 55 this year. I'm getting close, but I can't use it. What if I need it? Tough crap, Sam. You can borrow from your 401k, but you have to pay it back, right? Okay, what about my wife's younger than I am, and she's got a 401k too, but we can't touch hers, even if I'm old enough to need it and to use it and to whatever, and even if she's willing to share that with me or what, okay? I mean, I believe it's our 401ks, husband and wife, but, you know, by the law, it's hers, right? Anyway, so where do you go with that? The government is making it very difficult. I started out this broadcast talking about these taxations in the colonial days, and it's tough now for us too. Are you familiar with the taxes of the American colony? Are you familiar with the taxes we all deal with today? Government taxes are out of control. Anyway, I look at Tom Jones and Ryan Murtha and others and the work they're doing, and I'm so inspired. I look at the dedication more and more Americans are putting towards the sacred cause of liberty, to religious liberty, to standing up in the culture war, to doing their very best to raise their children, and I'm inspired. I look at the difficulties that we face. Why does my cheeseburger cost so much? And as the nation sets national gas price record? And I go, man, when it comes to mortgages and the current housing market, gas is making it worse. I feel sorry for couples. I feel bad for people. I don't know how they're going to succeed. Tell you what I do know. I know that when you get overwhelmed by some of these things and you wonder, what are we going to do? What? You got to turn to God and you got to pray. And then you got to go out like Bob Dylan teaches and serve somebody. You're going to have to serve somebody. You heard that song? And you're going to have to go say, hey, where's my place in the world? What does God want me to do while I'm here with my very short life on earth? What am I to do? And wrap yourself up in service. Wrap yourself up in the things that you can do to move the needle in a good way. Good over evil. Right over wrong. Liberty over tyranny. Freedom above fortune, right? Put all those things together and say, that's where I'm going to be. And I don't know all the answers. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. And I don't know how people are going to make it. And I don't understand a lot of these things. But I do know God loves me. And I do know he's in charge. And I do know that he will not let these things fall apart. He will make a people who are willing to serve him great. The only question left in our minds is, are we willing to let the Lord prevail in our lives? Are we willing to let the Lord Almighty be our captain? Are we willing to turn to him and say, what would you have me do, Lord, and then be willing to do it? If we are, I see a bright future, ladies and gentlemen. A bright future indeed. Let that be your encouragement for today, please. Because there's a lot of good things happening, and America is still a light on a hill. Have we got work to do? You bet we do. But are we up to the challenge? Yes, we are. I'm convinced we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic, but you got to get involved. Make it a great day and choose the right. LovingLiberty.net. Donate liberally today. Get involved. Do all that you can. Share the love. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.